Now, every year, tens of thousands of people across Europe and around the world fall victim to internet-based fraud. You might be familiar with some of the clumsier scams. The misspelled letter from a relative of a former dictator promising you huge rewards if you allow her to use your bank account to transfer millions of dollars. Or the forged email from your bank asking you to provide security details so that they can be, quote, updated. But increasingly, the fraudsters are taking a more sophisticated approach. Theo Leggett of our business staff is here. Theo, what are they up to?
Well, one particularly nasty type of fraud involves people who are looking for love on the internet. The scammers tend to target people who are using dating websites, which are increasingly popular at the moment. And what they do is they set up fake profiles to lure people in. They offer companionship at first, but then once a relationship's been built up online, they start demanding money. And now, Britain's National Fraud Authority says there's been a massive increase in reports of this kind of thing in the UK over recent months, and it is a similar problem internationally. Now, a lot of people would hear that and say, it must be just gullible people, serves them right. But what might surprise you is the kind of people who are getting hit by this. Take Brenda, for example. She's an intelligent 60-year-old lady who's worked in finance. She's run her own business. When I met her, she came across as a very strong character, very together, very with it. Yet she ended up losing some 70,000 euros to a fraudster. So I asked her, how did he do it?
He was considerably younger than me. I couldn't believe that someone considerably younger than me would be interested in a 60-year-old woman, which of course was flattery right at the beginning. He was a Dutch businessman supplying and fitting computers in the Benin Republic. He went away in the middle of January and we communicated by email and subsequently by telephone. By telephone was only after there had been a hit-and-run accident in which he and his daughter were involved, and she ended up in hospital needing an operation. And this is where the scam really kicks in. He needed money for his daughter's operation. Initially, I said no, that I didn't have the money, that I couldn't do this, and that I wasn't prepared to give money to someone I hadn't even met. However, he just placed me in a position of responsibility for his daughter's welfare, and I decided I just couldn't walk away and leave a young girl in hospital with no money to fund the operation.